I said at the start we were going to have a time of sharing what we've seen God doing. And if something has struck you that you'd love to share with us, now's the opportunity. There's only room for one at a time here at the microphone. But maybe if you could wave a hand and I'll invite you up. Somebody waving over there. Are you happy to come up to the microphone and share it with us? Thank you so much. Cherry, is that right?
Sorry, I have to be first, otherwise I will lose my courage. Some of you may know here that for 25 years I was a Jehovah's Witness. I was very vulnerable. They caught me with a scripture which said, "You will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." But it didn't. It absolutely bound me. And I don't know whether any of you know about Jehovah's Witnesses, but it is a cult. And they completely enclose you. They rule your life. And in the last few years, I began to think this was not right. So I was lost. But then Christ showed me, if I could read it to you, a scripture in Revelation. Okay. He says, "Here I am. I stand at the door and knock. And if anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with him and he with me." So I realized that he was knocking at the door because I'd asked for rescue and I had to open the door. Which is what I did. And here I am.
Cherry, thank you so much. And thank you very much. Yes, Lizzie, is that? Oh, sorry, I beg your pardon.
I just want to say, God is so good. What a wonderful testimony from Cherry. So, God is working, even when we don't see it, he's working. We sing that song. He's always working. Chris and me pray every day for our children. And some of them have wandered away, and just that they come back to God. And this year, Lydia, my youngest daughter, came back to the Lord. Wow! And she goes to a brilliant church in Bristol Woodies Church, which is charismatic. She's read her Bible 2.5 times in 9 months. And if you want to grow, read the word, read the word. As we read the word, faith comes and we get to know God. That's it.
Lizzie, thank you.
I've had a hard year this year. As some of you know, I gave up my home and I recently changed my job because I left the people I worked before and I started my cleaning business back up. And I was struggling getting work, and I had a lot of people from the church who gave me work. And someone read out to me, they had a vision, that I would be cleaning the church. 2 years on after, I've actually started cleaning the church, because since Sarah has retired, I've took over cleaning the church. So it does come true if you have to wait for it. And the other one is, I was 9 months living with my son and in my caravan, and I was given on the 6th of October a housing association house, and I've moved in. I've been in 3 months now, and I have decorated it, and I've been provided with every single piece of furniture to go in it because I gave everything up to get what I was needed because that's what I was told to do.
Thank you so much. Yes, please.
God is good. Thank you, everyone, for praying for my darling Johnny, my husband. Johnny was taken into hospital 11 days ago. He suffered with dementia for 8 years. He went into hospital with a medical condition. The hospital called me in to the family room to say that he would just probably have 24 hours to live. That was 6 days ago. You see, God's timing is perfect. I prayed to God, Johnny's always prayed, and we know that when God's time is right, it will happen, that he will go to his Saviour, his Maker. And what I wanted to say is, this is on a light-hearted note, but it really means a lot. Every day at the hospital, a seagull appeared on the windowsill for 4 days, well, for 4 days until he came through. He wasn't responding to the antibiotics, so they stopped all the medication. The seagull turned up every day, and it tapped on the window. And you probably know, in Paul there are lots of seagulls, but this seagull was special because it was a message. It was a message from the Holy Spirit to say that John will be in peace. He won't be in a traumatic situation, and I won't be in a traumatic situation because his timing is perfect. He's still in hospital, but yesterday when I went to see him, he was brighter than he's been in many years. So I just want to say God is good and God hears. God hears our prayers and he's with us all the time. And thank you so much as a church for praying for Johnny. Thank you.
Each year the Lord gives me a word. Last year it was ambassador and this year it was influencer. And he's poked me every single day to be his influencer. And he actually just wants me just to stand up here and say that each of us are influencers. Each of us have an influence in how we are for him, in him, for him, because of him. And we all need to take that into our heads, in our hearts, and in our understandings. And everything that we do, everything that we say, our actions to be a role model. We actually influence for him. We are his feet. We are his eyes, his ears, his hearts. So actually, he just wants to say, all of you just want to breathe that word in and take it into your hearts and take it out and to be his influence. Thanks.
Stuart.
Some of you know that September the 24th was the best day of my life. Apart from this jumper, as people can see, it says believes in recovery. I'm a recovering addict, still will be, but I wrote a poem whilst I was going through some stages. And I was at Believes in Recovery when they actually said about spoken word. And I wondered what spoken word was. And it was a poem, and I thought, wow, maybe I can do one, so this is it. I've got some of the words are from a song, but God knows. I was 16 when you took your control. I allowed myself to let go, to become numb. To become numb and to forget the pain of my broken past and a broken man was I. Breaking hearts of loved ones and causing pain. I lost myself and pushed others I loved away because of you. You tore away a life from me, a piece of me, but now I'm here to take control back into my life again with Christ by my side. 6 months have passed and now I'm yours. God, I know I'm yours. Now I can say, hello, Saber me, you're here to stay. With God by my side, I can do all things with him. You split the sea so I could walk right through it. My fears are drowned in perfect love. You rescued me, and I will stand and sing. I am a child of God. Thank you.
Thank you so much to everyone who has had to patiently wait a long time.
Hello. We don't really know where to start.
Last year?
The whole year.
The whole year.
Well, we got engaged and then I've been waiting for hip surgery and the timing actually worked out perfectly. So I ended up kind of one step ahead of the medical professionals in terms of booking the surgery date in faith that I was going to get the the right approval from the consultant to say that I needed it because it was through an insurance claim. And the timing of it was so perfect because it meant that I was healed enough that we could get married and I wasn't on crutches, which was great.
I think Hannah had more faith than me at this point because I was excited for us to get married, but we didn't have the surgery day. I didn't know if Hannah was going to be recovered. I'm a bit more sceptical. So I was like, should we be booking the date? But she said, no, we've got to step out in faith, and we did, and God rewarded our faith in that. I think you're absolutely fine by the wedding date.
Yep.
And now you're fully healed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Near enough.
Which is really cool.
And then, not just that, but then there's more. We have also been going through the process of buying a house. So up until very recently, we were in a really tiny one-bed flat.
Disgusting flat, really.
Wow.
Had like mould and we could see our breath during the winter.
Calm down. I mean, it was okay for one person, but for one and one and a half, it was a little bit too small.
Especially the shower cubicle.
It was like so tiny. But anyway, that aside, we were going through the process of buying a house. We thought that we found the right one in the summer, just before we got married. And again, we thought, oh, this is great timing. Sadly, that fell through, but actually we're very glad that it did now because, I mean, the bank wouldn't even lend on it because it was not structurally sound. And then in October, Ryan saw a house on Rightmove. But a couple of days before that, I was just like think praying. You know those conversations you just have where you're just thinking at God? I was like, God, when are we going to get a house? And he laughed and he said, your house will be added to the market this week. And I didn't tell Ryan. I just kind of like let it sit in my mind. And then on the Monday, Ryan said, Hannah, don't get too excited, but houses have been added to the market. It's 4-bed, 2-bath. Shall we go and look at it? It's within our budget. It's like a lot less than the one that we wanted to get in the summer. And he said, but I think it might be a fixer-upper. And that actually was the only house added to the market that whole week. And then basically we tried to go through the process of getting a mortgage with Nationwide. It was a very complicated process because the vendor had listed it not just through Rightmove and with an estate agent, but also through an auction site, which came with extra fees, which we had to swallow, which we did not enjoy. But basically, after about a month of going through the mortgage process with Nationwide, they said, oh, no, we can't lend on it because it's next door to a fish and chip shop. And it might smell and it might be loud. So that was really frustrating. Very frustrating, probably more for you than it was for me.
Yeah.
But then that same week, I was like, screw this. I'm going to contact a mortgage broker company and see if they can help, because worst comes to worst, we'll just get our money back if they can't actually help us. And that Thursday, I think it was the 16th of November, I got in touch with a mortgage broker. The following Friday, our application was fully submitted to NatWest. The following Monday or Tuesday, the valuation was done and NatWest said yes. That same Friday, our mortgage application was approved. And I think we'd also, through our solicitors, asked for the searches to come back. Again, hoping that the vendor would put off the auction date until January so that we could actually buy it outside of the auction process without having to bid. And then he did. And I think the water and drainage searches came back within a day and a half of our solicitor requesting them. And the local authority searches came back on the 12th of December before they had been scheduled to come back on the 14th. And then we moved on the 19th of December with the help of Andy Mutter. So we had we did a simultaneous exchange and completion. And I booked the van for moving on Thursday the 14th for the Tuesday the 19th, when we didn't actually know yet if we'd be completing that day. And we like packed madly. Oh, and we went to see our friends as well that weekend up in Oxford.
So then on the actual Tuesday, we were packing the van before we even had the keys.
Yeah.
That was a bit mad. But yeah.
And even the delay in Ryan getting the van, He had to prove his address, which he didn't. Neither of us realised that we had to do that for him to get the van. And so I was at the flat packing. I had a line management meeting in the morning. Ryan went to get the van, and he was delayed. And he felt like, oh no, we're not going to have enough time. Like, I'm going to be late for bringing the van back and getting it packed. But even the delay there worked out perfectly timing-wise for Megan taking me to Wareham to get the keys for the house. Mm. And yeah.
And then when Hannah went into the stage and saw the stage turn around and stood up and cheered.
They did a Lizzie. They went, yay!
And they said, it's the quickest completion that they've ever seen.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And then you said, well, that was God working.
Yeah. So, yeah. I said, well, we've been praying hard. So.
Yeah. Yeah, but yeah. So praise God, we have a home.
It's been an eventful year.
Thank you, Hannah and Ryan. Now then, anyone else? I hope, yes, Megan over there. Thank you, Tim.
I'm keeping this short and sweet. this year has definitely been the most challenging one that I've faced in a while, especially in losing my grandma this year. Many times I just kind of wanted to give up, but there was always that small spark of light in that darkness, and that was God, because he never left. Like Billy Graham said, the moments you don't feel anything are the moments when he may be the closest to you, because that's the moment you must walk by sheer faith, and God may be testing you. And that was so true for those moments this year, because I may have felt alone, but I never was. One other thing that God has really taught me this year is the importance of forgiveness. Now, this is one that I've always really struggled with, and towards the end of this year, it was really put to the test. I felt so angry and upset at the fact I never got an apology, just the simple apology. But actually, even if you don't get the sorry you wanted, it doesn't matter, as that whole situation is in God's hands. So God tells us to forgive so we can be forgiven, but it is a process. Personally, through that forgiveness, it has made me feel more at peace, and the anger I have felt has mellowed a lot. And that has had the biggest impact on my day-to-day life. And so, yeah, God is working in us all the time, even if we don't see it. It just takes that little bit of trust.
Yes, please.
Yeah, I'm just coming up in faith because I really want to thank God publicly for his incredible faithfulness to me. And since I've come to Swanage, he's literally turned my life around and given me so many new friends and support like I've literally never had since I've been a Christian. And that's since early 90s. So I'm really just blown away by God's transformation and what he's doing and how he's wowed me really in many ways, and I'm just really blessed to be here. I'm really thankful to everyone here as well, because you've been so supportive and kind, and the whole town is just such, it's like a dream come true, because I was brought up by the sea, and last January I was in a caravan here, literally on the edge, because I'd just been living in a car for 2 years. Unbelievable, I know, but and so I was upgraded to living in a caravan. And I spent this summer literally on the side of a road, and now I'm here on the side of a road, but the whole scene is different. And just coming back and first of all, I got a job here, and then God's building my life back up again. And I just feel so excited about what he's doing, and so thankful that he's kind of almost like he's dived into my heart of hearts and reached me, where I felt so isolated so many times on my journey and so alone in a deep way. But at the same time, God has been so faithful to me, and he always is. And I always love to worship him and praise him with the whole lid off. We need to take the lid off, because he's just so worthy of all our praise and worship. Bless you.
Thank you. Thank
you. Hi, Chris. My name's Roger. I'm a visitor here. I just could not remain silent and sitting down. But
but to praise in you and encourage you for your life and witness here in Swanage. It's just amazing to hear the testimonies and the fruit of what's gone on the last year. Praise God, he's got more for us. He's another gear in his box for us for the year to come. But bearing in mind that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today and forever, and he's unvariable, it's us that want to get a bigger portion from him in the future. I praise God for your life and witness here, I really do. And I just give him all the glory, as I'm sure you do. That with Jesus Christ, if he's for us, who can be against us? My sister up there said my favourite verse from Revelation there. You know, behold, I stand at the dock, stand at the door. Whoever knocks, come in, and I will what? I will eat with you. If you want to develop a relationship or have something to celebrate, what do? You say to the young lady, would you come and have a meal with me? It's Christmas, you celebrate, you have a meal with me. And that's what Jesus wants to do for us. He wants to have a discourse with us. He wants to break bread. He wants to share our time and develop this relationship. So praise God for you. I've got a lovely word for you, and this is for each one of you to put in your back pocket and take home. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit, as you referred to earlier, that we look back and we rejoice that in the past, the Lord gave us Jesus Christ, who died and rose again, and in the future we can look forward to his second coming. Praise his name. Hallelujah. Thank you. Roger, thank you.